can help you out. Tell you who to start at QB, make you the king of fantasy. Check out the matchups. Now use all the experts and our tools at the FanDuel Manual. The Manual.
Woo! Welcome back to the FanDuel Manual Fantasy Football Podcast. It is week 15. I'm your host, Brennan Barnett. With me, as always, is Doug Hayes and Chris Cowan. As we mentioned last week on the show, it was a crazy weather week filled with ice pellets, snow flurries, and beautiful Florida sunshine. This week, I put my my Christmas tree up, guys. I turned the AC way up in my house, and I watched the that crazy Lions-Eagles snow game in HD on the big screen to give me that authentic Florida winter experience. I wanted to find one of those stations where it shows like a fireplace with a burning log in it or something that I can play to make it feel like winter, but I haven't found it, so I just DVR'd that game and I'm just playing it over and over again. Giving a nice winter ambiance. Mary loves it. She just loves it.
I was in one of those freezing places in Aspen, and it was like, we were thinking about going snowboarding that morning, and I turned on the Red Zone and saw that storm, and that actually convinced me not to go out in the snow. I was like, holy moly. And then I looked, and it was like negative 10 here. I was like, no way.
Oh, that was amazing.
The Red Zone, too. If you, like, I think they said 8 out of the 9 games were below freezing, and half of them had snow.
It was also funny they would cut back to that Tampa game. It was like out of nowhere that game would happen. You're like, what? Are they playing in Brazil?
I looked at a weather map on Sunday of the United States, and it was anywhere from negative 4 to, I think, 44 degrees everywhere except Florida was like 80 degrees everywhere. It was awesome.
Wow.
How was your guys' week? Doug, how was your week?
Very good. Got a ton of snow with that storm, so it's really good in a ski town, and I'm excited to go on the slopes. I'm excited about Christmas, excited about everything right now. I love this time of year.
Yeah, me too. Chris, I know Christmas is your favorite time of the year and your favorite holiday. What have you done in preparation for this Christmas?
Well, Thanksgiving was late, and I did start a new job, so I'm sort of behind the eight ball with Christmas, but I got the lights out front. And I've been doing some shopping, and I've been watching some Christmas movies, and I have no life.
Boy, I didn't want to say it.
Don't worry, I'm well aware.
Doug, why don't you tell us about the All Play League and a little bit about the website?
Yeah, so like always, we will have on the website, FanDuelManual.com, the bargain spreadsheet, all of our picks, the steals, also the All Play. If you want to get in on it and try your luck with the FanDuel Manual team, we'll be up there. The link on FanDuel. I actually tried to do one for money this week, but I did it wrong, where only the winner got all the money, so it didn't go so well. So this week it'll be free again, and if you win, we'll make sure and say your name and give you praises on our podcast next week.
Yeah, one thing also that I was telling Doug before the show, on the FanDuel Manual Week 15 projection sheet, the second tab is going to have all the weather for each of the games. So take a look at that. There are a couple. Actually, there's only really three games, three or four games that there's potential snow. All the Florida games, there's possible rain. So something just to take into consideration. The more knowledge you have, the better decisions you're going to be able to make. Check out that website for all that information. We're going to be talking about the 60K format. Well, we're just going to be talking about each of the different positions, but we're not going to be talking about the Thursday Broncos-San Diego game. Let's kick it off with QBs. The top projected QB.
Hold on. Didn't you want to send it to Chris to say something?
Oh, Chris, did you want to say something?
You mean about how I just dominated you and and Doug and won again, and you haven't
No,
won yet.
Something else. Did no, you want to say something else besides that?
No, just regarding last week, Shane Vereen carried me. Antonio Brown carried me.
You had awesome picks. All your picks were like 16, 17 points, like very solid picks all around.
Well, the one thing was I was so confident last week in Alex Smith, but Washington is so bad and Kansas City did so well that I think he had basically all of his points in the first half. So it's sometimes you're just too smart for your own good. And Alex Smith didn't do a damn thing in the second half, and I still won by 30. And my tight end didn't score any points. So.
Did you want to say anything about injuries or something?
Yeah. So here's the thing with, I know we mentioned this quite a bit. We're recording the podcast on Wednesday, but I want our listeners to take note of who's going to be active and who's going to be a game time decision. Because if guys are out, there's going to be a lot of great bargains on FanDuel. So Adrian Peterson, pretty good chance he won't play. Also a chance that Toby Gerhardt might not play either. So you're looking at a third string running back there who is, I promise you, will cost the lowest of the low, $4,500.
Another good one is is Eddie Lacy may not play, which would open it up for James Starks, and they also the third string running back is hurt, so he'd get pretty much all the carries. It's a good matchup, but obviously you don't know that until Sunday.
Well, why don't we just let's just go into running backs. I mean, we can talk about the injuries at each position. Sounds like those are that's the biggest news, I think, is AP being out. Another one with MJD. I mean, he's what they're saying is he's aggressively rehabbing right now, and he hopes to play against Buffalo. If he doesn't, Jordan Todman's going to get the start.
Great.
I don't know if anyone's chomping at the bit to get Todman on their team, but that's another one
another really important one is the Lamar Miller, Daniel Thomas situation in Miami, because they have a matchup against New England whose run defense is really poor right now. So even if that's a running back by committee, I still wouldn't mind taking a chance on either one of those guys. I think Lamar Miller is actually less money than Daniel Thomas this week, too, because he is considered the more questionable of the two. But if he ends up playing, he's really good value against the Patriots D.
All right. Also at running back, the top projected are Jamal Charles, LeSean McCoy, and Matt Forte. And then the top bargains at running back are Obanaya, Gerhardt, and Morris. Gerhardt, we talked about a little bit. It looks like he's more likely to play. And Chris, you mentioned their third running back, which is Asata. I've never even heard this guy's name. Matt Asata.
Yeah, he's a practice
start him. Start him.
Yeah. I looked up his stats just to try and check on him.
Undrafted from Utah.
He has 3 carries for 9 yards and 1 reception for 2. He got some action in preseason. I guess he did okay, but he's their guy if both Gerhardt and AP are out. So it's something that you just
if
just
both
like
AP and Gerhardt are out, do not get a running back on that team. No way.
Well, I mean, you're
they
just
might even use a fullback too. It could be a really crappy
they
running
may
back
bring in
committee.
Tebow.
Well, either way, I think the guy's what is the guy like 4,300? He said or something like that.
I think the lowest you can go is 4,500, but
that's robbery.
The best advice.
If
Gerhardt plays, go with Gerhardt, though, for sure. So I know you mentioned Obanaya being one of the top bargains. So reason for that, potentially, McGahee concussion last week against the Patriots and also playing that Chicago porous run defense that a lot of us probably saw on Monday night last week. The only hesitation I'd have with Obanaya, aside from the fact that he's not that great, is he's probably going to share carries with another cat named Fozzie Whitaker. So if you feel like being really creative and really risky, you could even look at Whitaker, assuming McGahee's out. But Obanaya probably going to receive more of the carries. Whitaker receives a lot in the passing game. But don't want to talk too much about Cleveland running backs, but the fact that they're playing Chicago might be something to look into come Sunday.
Yeah, with bargains in the running back field, You know, it used to be 5 years ago, you just stack your team with running backs. That's how you make all your points. But it is such slim pickings this year that you have to be – it's not like receivers where there's always sleepers going off. It's very random with running backs. So this week I went with two people that I feel very comfortable with. I think DeMarco Murray and Matt Forte are very safe picks. I think DeMarco Murray has a really great matchup with the Packers. But if you are looking for a bargain, maybe Andre Ellington. He just came back. He did well. This will be his second week back, and he has a very good matchup with the Titans, who give up the most fantasy point to running backs at home.
All right,
good stat.
Let's go back to quarterbacks. I already mentioned the top projections and the best bargains. I think one of the big things to point out, like right now, Chicago ESPN has Cutler ranked, and like CBS has McCown ranked. I don't know. Have you heard anything about any of the situation there in Chicago?
Yeah, he sexted me last night, and he said he's playing Cutler.
I actually do have information on that. So Cutler practiced in full today, and they put him through a pretty extensive workout. And the coach has said when he's fully healthy, he will play. He's going to announce something tomorrow. So for all of our listeners, if you're interested in the Chicago quarterback, pay attention tomorrow for some news on that, and you'll know who to go with for Sunday.
If you were the coach, would you want to stick with McCown, or would you want to go back to Cutler?
If I was the coach, I would go with McCown, but if I am Chris, I hope they go with Cutler, so I'll have him for my championship.
Mm. Yeah, I think they should stick with McCown, but I think
also because Cutler is the worst.
You are just biased about the Bronco thing.
Yeah, he's the worst.
Yeah. Also, of course, big news with RG3 being benched. It's going to be Cousins for the start in Washington. I think that could potentially be a good play at the quarterback position. He's a pretty good bargain.
It's a really good bargain. How much is it? It's like $5,300 or something, right? I mean, you don't know. That's getting really cute if you're trying that move. But, I mean, if it's $5,300, he's a fairly good quarterback. It's a good matchup. I mean,
it's $5,100.
$5,100. So
Matt Flynn is $5,300.
Oh, my God. I mean, you never know. But that would be kind of a risk if that doesn't pan out. It's really hard if you don't have a quarterback, because quarterbacks in this league, you know, you pick a good one, they're getting 25 to 30 points. And if you start somebody that gets 10, it really hurts your team.
Yeah, I think this with the situation in Chicago, whichever of those QBs starts, because of the weapons that he has at his disposal, that Cutler or McCown are going to be fine. You just need to make sure you know which one it is. It's a little bit different situation than last week, where it was the Monday night game, and there was a potential to have your team locked at 1 p.m., but this is a little bit different. If they're going to announce, you said they're going to announce on Thursday, Chris?
Yeah, tomorrow.
All right. Yeah. I think either of those guys are a good start, good value.
Go ahead, Brendan.
I also like Kaepernick this week at Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is at the fourth most points to QBs. When they faced a rushing quarterback in Russell Wilson and Cam Newton, they've scored a touchdown in each of the games against Tampa Bay. Nick Foles also has a rushing touchdown, but I don't really consider him a rushing QB. So I think Kaepernick would be a good play this week in Tampa.
I think Kaepernick's good. The one thing I would say about Kaepernick is he's really good against bad teams. He's a good play. When he plays solid, strong defenses, he really struggles. But if you catch him on a week where he's playing a bad team, he usually puts up good numbers. I went with Nick Foles. He scored 19.5 or more in the last 5 weeks. He is a good matchup against the Vikings, who have surrendered the most fantasy points to quarterbacks at home this season. So I also went with him because it's indoors. When I picked Foles and Calvin Johnson last week, and I put red zone on and saw that storm going on, I was like, see ya, money. But Foles actually did pretty good even in that. So I think he's a good, safe bet. with that offense, the way he's rolling right now, I think Foles is a good bet.
Yeah, I went with Matt Ryan, sort of a guy we expected a lot. A guy we expected a lot more from this year, but he's got a great matchup. He's at home, where he typically plays better than, on the road, and he's playing against a Washington team. For as much as we said about Kirk Cousins, this Washington team is reeling big time, and I don't know if they're going to show up and play for their coach at all, and their defense is not good in general. So I went with Matt Ryan, and he's pretty good value for a guy with the name recognition that he has. He's only $7,500, and it's a full $1,100 less than guy, or close to at least $1,000 less than Tony Romo, Russell Wilson, guys like that, Andy Dalton, and those guys are only averaging 1 to 2 more points per game fantasy wise than Matt Ryan.
So yeah, he's in the same projections as guys like, I mean, just a point away from guys like Stafford, Romo. He's projected above guys like Wilson, Luck. So above guys like Brady and Smith, way above guys like Brady and Smith.
Good. So. Okay. So save a couple $1,000 and at least be in the same ballpark as those guys, if not better.
Yeah, absolutely.
I agree.
Anything else on running backs or quarterbacks?
Shane Vereen, kind of lean on him again, especially with Gronkowski out. You might even see him lining up out wide in some double running back sets. And again, FanDuel, you get some points for catching the ball. Shane Vereen's going to catch the ball. Almost all of his touches are receptions. So it's just bonus points on FanDuel. It's a pretty savvy way to look at it. So I'm going to ride Vereen big time.
Yeah, absolutely. I love going with running backs to catch the ball. It's just like you said, it's just extra points. Mm-hmm. For kickers and defense, at kicker, the top projected kickers are Gostkowski, Hauschka, and Akers. They're all right around the, the 10-point range. And then the top bargains are going to be Akers and Bryant that are $5,000 each projected just a little bit over 10 points. For defense, the Panthers are the highest projected by a lot. They cost 6,000, but they're projected at 18 points. Then it goes the Seahawks at 5,700, projected at 13, followed by the Niners, Chiefs, and Cardinals, all right around 11 points, costing between 5,600 and 6,500 for the Chiefs. Anything notable to talk about for kickers and defense?
Well, I just think it's a huge game for Adam Venturi going back to his hometown and his home stadium where he kicks. So that's why I know it really matters to kickers going back home.
What?
I'm just kidding. I know it's I know that most players think that way. Kickers don't think that way. They only kick when it's their time to kick.
The big game. Third down, third and one. I know I can make this kick, coach. Just put me in.
They just do it. He's back in Indianapolis. Let him do it.
And that Carolina pick that you talked about, Brendan, at home after getting embarrassed, really, by the Saints. They have a lot to play for this week. And the medicine could be in the form of the New York Jets, whose offense is terrible. I think the Panthers come out and hit hard and do a great job on defense. So I think that's worth the money. And I know you guys do too, based on your teams.
Yeah, and yeah. I also think Geno Smith, he always has a good week and a bad week. So it's time for bad week.
Perfect.
It's a perfect storm.
It's true. Look it up. Read a book.
It is true. let's see. For wide receivers, the top projected, the 20-point club this week is Gordon, and then the Johnsons and Calvin and Andre. The top bargains are Colston and another Johnson and Stevie, and then Edelman is the rounds out the top bargains. I think I want to just give a little bit of stats on Josh Gordon. He's one of those guys that has just been performing out of his mind the last few weeks. In the last four games, he has 774 yards, which is as many as Larry Fitzgerald has for the whole season. There's only one player with more fantasy points per game, and that's a very well-known name, Derek Rogers from Indianapolis.
Yep.
Last week he had a crazy game, his first week playing. It was 26 points, and that's the only guy who has more fantasy points per game just because he only played one. Last week he played against the Bengals and had six receptions on nine targets. This is the Derek guy, 107 yards and two touchdowns. I feel like we're going to see that Derek Rogers in a lot of people's lineups, but
He's not proven. Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's two touchdowns is totally an anomaly. There's no way that's going to keep up. I think he's still going to be in the lineup, but I don't see 26 points staying up for Derek. But for Josh Gordon, 20 points per game, I think, is well within reason for a guy like Gordon. But you're going to spend close to $10,000. He's $9,900 this week.
Josh Gordon is playing amazing. I think they were going to Belichick, the way he was talking, I think they really did try and stop him. He's just very, very good. But I think spending over $10,000, I learned last week when I did Calvin Johnson, it was the first time I have ever tried to spend over $10,000. And I was thinking, oh, man, this is the perfect. And then I saw that snowstorm. So it's always a very big risk if you spend $10,000 on a player, especially a receiver. I think there's very good bargains. Let me just give you a couple here. I have Julian Edelman, Roddy White, Marquise Colston. They're all around between $5,000 and $6,500. So it's very hard for me to spend $10,000, basically the equivalent of two respectable receivers. So I think maybe in running back, maybe quarterback, but I personally am not going to spend over $10,000 again on another player. It's just too big of a risk for me.
Yeah, I mean, here's Josh Gordon's last four games. 21 points, 37 points, 43 points, and 28 points.
Well, what did Calvin Johnson have before this week?
Calvin Johnson had...
went crazy.
Calvin Johnson did.
Yeah.
He did have really good weeks. I'll get that in just a second. Chris, who do you have? Who do you want to talk about for wide receivers?
Well, I agree with the Josh Gordon thing. The other names that I like a lot this week, Roddy White as well. I also think DeSean Jackson is pretty good value. He's only $6,900, and he's playing against a Minnesota team in a dome. It's an away game, but obviously in a dome. Good value there. I also think if you're really strapped for cash, but you want to experiment a little bit, another New England player that got some looks last week, especially after Gronkowski went down, was Josh Boyce, rookie out of TCU. Five catches, I believe, and really did a nice job in that game. And I could see Belichick and the coaching staff giving this kid more of an opportunity now that there's more balls to go around with Gronkowski out. So Josh Boyce would be a really, really deep sleeper, big steal if he can do anything. Other than that, I like what Doug said. I think Torrey Smith is good value as well.
Yeah, I don't think you have to reach with receivers because,
no.
I mean, Colston's 5,700, Edelman's 5,500 still. I don't know why they don't change that. And Roddy White is 6,200. So to both spend a lot of money and reach to like a 4,500, I don't know. I don't see the value on receivers that way.
Yeah,
I think arguably the second hardest receiver right now besides Gordon is Alshon Jeffrey, who is, keep in mind, playing alongside Brandon Marshall against Cleveland. And Joe Hayden is probably going to cover Brandon Marshall, which means...
Do you think he'll guard Marshall or Jeffrey?
I was wondering that also.
I think they should. I mean, do you think Marshall's getting jealous of Jeffrey by now?
I don't know. Marshall's a weird dude.
Yeah.
Marshall has a very sound mind. I think he's probably handling it really well.
Yeah, he probably loves being the second receiver on the team.
He's just going to start wearing an Alshon Jeffrey mask to practice and hoping he gets more balls. I like Antonio Brown. Chris, you chose Antonio Brown last week, and it paid off big time. He's my lock this week at wide receiver. He cost $8,000. I was a little scared to pull the trigger on him last week in the cold and the snow against Miami, but he handled it fine. Five receptions, 137 yards, and a touchdown.
Almost had that run back.
He should have had more. He should have had another touchdown, but he barely stepped out. I think he will be good to go this week to shred the Bengals, who are without Leon Hall. I think there's a little bit of chance of weather again, but like I said, it didn't affect him last week, so I don't know why it would this week. Doug, for you, the Calvin Johnson, he's actually his last 3 weeks, 15, 19, and 6 was his last week.
What a loser.
But before that, it was like 32, 43, 23, 32, so.
Ugh, I hate him. I'm never choosing him again.
One other guy I want to talk about really quick. I had in my fantasy football playoffs, I had MJD and Cecil Shorts, which means two things. One, I lost my fantasy football playoffs.
Two jags, one loss.
I think I like gave my computer a virus also. And then it also means that I intently watched the Jags-Houston game on Thursday night. And one of the things that they kept talking about, I noticed they kept trying to get this guy, Ace Sanders, the ball on every single play. They're just trying to get him the ball. He even threw a touchdown pass to Todman on one of the plays.
Todman.
Sanders to Todman.
Just like Montana to Rice.
So in the last 4 weeks, Ace Sanders has had 32 targets. It's too bad that it's Henny throwing him the ball, or he might have had more production. But I do like...
He's caught two of them.
From what, all of them were either 10 yards too far or 10 yards too shallow. So he costs $4,700 this week. I know we always kind of pick on the Jags, but it's not one of those teams where they're just going to go away or it's just an automatic win for teams any longer.
The Jags have the longest win streak in the AFC. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did know that. But I just want to say Ace Sanders is $4,700. Watching that game, seeing how much they're trying to get this guy the ball and get him going, I think he could be a steal this week at wide receiver.
One more thing for me, another great PPR move, Brian Hartline has at least 5 catches in his last, I want to say, 5 games and a touchdown in his last 2. And he's going against, again, a weak Patriots defense. And he's 6,000. I think he's I feel confident that he'll put up at least 12 points or so. Hartline.
All right. 5 catches equals 2.5 points. So, a nice steal.
Well, carry at least 50 yards and a touchdown.
All right. Any other wide receivers that are worth mentioning?
No, I think I think there's great value in the receiver. So make sure you don't just go with the big names for a lot of money. There's a lot of good value out there. So make sure you research it.
Okay. Finally, let's go with our tight ends. The top projected tight ends are Graham. Obviously, he's in the 20-point club. And then Davis at 15 and Gonzalez at 12. The top bargains are Gonzalez at 5,300, Graham at 8,200, and then Delaney Walker at 4,800, projected at just under 12 points. I think it also pays to mention in the bargains, Fleener is 4,900, and he's projected at just over 11 points. Delaney Walker last week was, I had him in, I think, 3 or 4 of my FanDuel matchups that I had going. And I had to go to the mall to get my phone fixed. And then, and Mary asked me to go help her pick out a watch for her mom for Christmas. And like, I was trying to get cell reception. I was texting you guys. And finally, a text comes through that Chris sends me and goes, Delaney Walker's out. And Mary's like, oh, what do you think of this watch? What do you think of this watch? I was like, oh, I think I saw some over here. I'll be right back. And I just ran outside into the parking lot. It was like 12:55, and I like was like, okay, going through each of my lineups, like Delaney Walker out, Jordan Reed in. Ugh, worst. Might as well have just left him in, and just I should have just been looking for a watch because it didn't make a difference. This week I'm not going with Delaney Walker because I can't handle that kind of pressure again.
No way.
I do like, Chris, you mentioned a guy, Dennis Pitta, that I like a lot this week.
I Pitta the fool.
Pitta the fool who don't choose Pitta.
You don't have to say that at the end. Joker already went.
No, I said it.
I like Tony Gonzalez. I just think at 5,300, it's a great matchup. I actually did the thing. Chris went with Matt Ryan. I went with Roddy White and Tony Gonzalez just because I do think the Redskins are reeling. It's at home in the dome. I think that they'll be able to put some points on the board, and White and Gonzalez are his two guys he's going to be throwing it to.
I've picked Gonzalez a couple times, and he really has not done anything. He had one big game against New England, and he got 32 points. Besides that, he's been really inconsistent. I mean, yep. a lot of 5-point games, a lot of 4-point games, and then a couple of double digit games scattered in there. So, I mean, when he has a big game, he has big game potential, but just, I think he's too inconsistent for me to go with Gonzalez.
Yeah, unless you had Graham or Gronkowski, that's pretty much how all tight ends are this year. It is not good. Like, you can do Reed, you can do some other guys, and a lot of the time it's going to be 5 or 6 points. It's a really frustrating year for tight ends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think Jimmy Graham has been easily the most consistent. He's the guy who's going to cost the most, but I think he's the guy who's guaranteed to get you the most points week in and week out.
Yeah.
Right after him on the season is Jordan Cameron, who I went with this week. And even Cameron has been inconsistent. I think he's coming off a big 22-point game, but before that he had a couple single-digit games strung together in a row. But I'm looking for him to have a big game this week.
Another good play. If you look at what Jordan Cameron did last week, again against my Patriots, Charles Clay this week, 6,100. So, again, one of those middle-of-the-pack guys, but you kind of have to look at the matchups with all these tight ends. And I can see Clay getting open. He's a pretty athletic tight end, a little bit like Cameron.
I like your Pitta pick, Chris. I think that I was amazed how good he came back last week. Also, it was probably the craziest ending to a game in the history of the world. I was just watching that. Even Stephanie was like, they scored again! She was so excited.
Nuts.
Yeah,
I'll tell you a game that was a little bit crazier was the New England game.
Wow, that was baloney.
Oh, so lucky.
We have a friend, Larry, that lives in Colorado, so he cheers for the Broncos. And I don't know if he does this on purpose or not, but his texts just infuriate New England fans. They're so hilarious. I just, every time I see one come through in our group text, cracks me up so much thinking how mad they are.
Oh, man, I couldn't believe that. I think it's really important that we get home field advantage. The Broncos get home field advantage because I don't know what's going on with those refs over there. That was insane how many calls they were giving you guys to win that game at the end.
Did you guys build a dome or something? Why do you want home field advantage so much?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
We won't see you this playoffs.
Yeah, I don't think we will.
I know. We were so lucky that game with Gronkowski and everything.
Oh, sorry.
And Will Fork and Mayo and all the breaks.
Here it goes.
Oh, no.
Trail of tears.
Hit that violin sound effect.
Sad clown.
This is our year. We had all our guns loaded.
Yeah, right.
All right. I do feel bad, Chris. That Gronkowski thing sucks so bad. Like,
I know. He is such a
big difference maker, and for him to be out, it's tough. They're gonna have to. That's why I chose Edelman this week. I think they don't have many options, to be honest with you. So they got to throw to him. But Brady, you got Brady, you got Belichick. That's better than almost every other franchise. So you should still feel lucky.
Yeah, I'm not.
Thanks, Doug.
I'm not glad he's hurt. I have him in my fantasy football team. I'm happy we don't have to play against him potentially in the playoffs, but I know how bad that hurts for you guys in New England. So
let me ask you guys a question really quick.
Yeah.
If you were the Patriots, would you currently trade Gronkowski for a first-round pick?
Yes.
Does it matter where the pick is?
Yes. It'd have to be top 15.
I would think you guys are already probably loaded. I feel like that's what Belichick does. He just loads up on first-round picks somehow.
I just think Gronkowski is very injury-prone. Not that that's his fault. I think he's a big, strong dude. But you can only sustain...
his fault. He has... he plays that type of game. No. Not that it's his fault. But I mean, the type... He plays one of those, like, He's gonna punish people.
If no, you that would have broke any dude's
him,
he leg.
Is going to. He's no. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's his fault, but I do think that the way that he plays the game, he's susceptible to be injured, and he's gonna break down more quickly than guys like Gonzalez.
Yeah, he's a puss. But I do think after a certain amount of injuries, you're not gonna be as good as you used to be. I think that's just.
I trade him for a first round pick.
Yeah,
what do it's you a think, shame. Chris?
Top 10? Top 10?
Top 10 I would do it. But, I mean, it just sucks because he's, you know, probably, if he didn't get hurt, surefire Hall of Famer if he kept this up. He's one of the best tight ends of all time, even with these injuries.
It's also fun to have on your team.
Yeah. You know what he reminds me of is sort of like the stories of, you know, like Bo Jackson, what could have been kind of thing.
Yeah.
Let's not
so
go crazy.
I hope he can come back.
What do you think? What would you trade for Aaron Hernandez? What round draft pick right now?
Right now?
Early second.
I would let him go for an early second.
Or 10 footballs.
All right. I think that's going to do it, man. Any final remarks for the to close out the podcast?
I would just say make sure you check out FanDuelManual.com, but also, on our Facebook page, we have updates all the time. So if you are a fan of us on the podcast, make sure you go to Facebook and follow us and like us. We're up to almost 2,700 listeners in about 3 to maybe 4 weeks, which is pretty cool. So thanks to everybody that supports us. We really appreciate it. And God bless.
And Merry Christmas to everybody. And Brandon, good luck getting your first win this season.
Brandon, thank you so much. I need it. Please. I need it really bad. I don't know if this is the week that's going to happen.
Christmas miracle.
So negative. So negative about his team.
All right, man. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We had over 1,000 listens, downloads and listens last week. Visit us at the website. Good luck. We'll see you week 16.
All right. See you guys.
Yo.
Bye-bye.
It's Marky Mark here. This is the FanDuel Manual. When I was in third grade, I thought football was lame until I saw Elway throw a long bomb on Sunday. Then it really grew on me, started playing fantasy, realized Adam Schefter was the man of my dreams. Some X's and O's, that's what we are slinging. Football knowledge is what we are bringing. Rodgers at quarterback, the Niners on D. McCoy is your tailback and Gronk at TE. Make sure you check your matchups, those can get tricky. Start any wideout playing Oakland or Philly. Now sit back, relax, focus and listen. The FanDuel Manual, three men on a mission, yeah.